time for a few minutes with our financial analyst, Ryan Boucher. Hey, Ryan.
Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Hey, Ryan.
Good. Real quickly, let's talk about how the markets closed yesterday. It was a little bit crazy.
It was. I mean, we had a great day in the markets. It's good to see. You know, what's a little scary right now as I'm looking at the markets is how big of an impact Washington, D.C. is having on the daily fluctuations in the market. Two weeks ago, we saw with North Korea the impact that had in Trump's response. Last week, it was Charlottesville and the response from Trump, and not only Trump, but corporate leaders and the economic councils from other senators and congressmen who spoke out against Trump. And you see this big reaction. Two nights ago, he had a great speech, and then last night, he goes off on a whim and kind of reverts back to the old Trump. And you see this morning, the futures are down this morning. And I think a lot of it has to do with what Trump is doing on a day-to-day basis. So that's a little scary. I think we've been in this low volatile period for so long that, you know, you actually may see this as a potential buying opportunity if you see enough volatility in the coming weeks or months.
Now, what's going on with home prices? They're climbing across the country, but in Glens Falls, there's like a handful of cities across the country where home prices are actually dropping, and one of them is Glens Falls. What do you make of that?
It was really surprising to see, especially because there's two sides of this picture. On one hand, it showed as the second worst decline in the country for cities in terms of real estate prices. But on the flip side, report just came out yesterday that Glens Falls has the lowest unemployment rate for any city in New York State. And I think part of that is the seasonal employment that they have between Lake George and Great Escape and some of the things that they have going on up there. You know, I don't know if it's because it's maybe a smaller market for what's considered a city. And so, you know, maybe they just didn't have as many homes for sale. And so swings in prices could have a bigger impact. But, you know, when you look at the Capital Region is still pretty strong. And in Glens Falls, you know, it's a little bit further from Albany, from Schenectady, Troy, where probably more jobs, you know, year-long jobs are in permanent jobs or stations. So maybe it's not as a desirable of a place unless, you know, you're closer to Lake George and some of these seasonal employments. But it was really surprising, especially to see it on that national level come in at the second worst.
You're talking about unemployment. We got a report from the state labor department yesterday, the five-county metro area. Unemployment up slightly, 4.3 from 4.2 July 2016. Number of unemployed increased a little bit. Those with a job decreased a little bit. Basically, what's going on, Ryan?
You know, looking at this, all the changes in my mind are pretty immaterial. You know, the 4.3% is right on par with the national average. You know, when you're down at this unemployment rate, we're really essentially at almost full employment. So when you see, I think 600 more people were unemployed, 500 person drop in jobs. You know, when you look at the region, employs about 430,000 people. Those are pretty immaterial changes. Again, it could be a cyclical change. It could just be, you know, it's immaterial. I think there's still a lot of strength in the job market. We really want to see. You know, we keep saying we want to see wages on the rise, and they've been doing a little bit better, but I think they could go up even further, and that would be a really good indication on the strength of the economy. But when you look at unemployment rate for the region at 4.3, I'm not too concerned with the year-over-year rise from 4.2 to 4.3. It's still really strong and still essentially at full employment.
So it's year-over-year, not month-to-month?
In this report, I think I saw that the July number was at 4.2 last year. But it's still, you know, we've been hovering in these low, you know, essentially all-time low rates in the low fours. So it's been really strong lately.
Yeah, I was just surprised because, you know, it's summertime and there are a lot of seasonal jobs right now. And, you know, the Rivers Casino's open. So I was surprised to see the numbers. Even a slight downtick, I was a little surprised at.
No, it definitely was. And, you know, you actually seeing in some of these sectors and industries, you know, home building and construction, they're actually having a hard time finding jobs and skilled workers. So this is what happens when we get to this full employment level is that, you know, these employers, it makes it harder and harder to find good workers. And that's where you'll actually start seeing the ramp up in wages. So all in all, I think we're in a good place and it should really be good for the economy.
WGY financial analyst Ryan Boucher. Ryan, thank you.
Thank you, Reed. Thank you, Kelly. Have a great day.
All right, you too.